Welcome to the Styles segment of this series. By now, you should have familiarized yourself with Technique Lessons 1 and 2 before proceeding. So let us begin by defining what style is. Webster's defines it as a mode of expressing thought in language or a manner of expression characteristic of an individual period, school, or nation. Or in other words, style is the personality, attitude, and spirit of a culture. Style reflects the education, spiritual, social, economic condition, hopes, dreams, anguish, despair, triumph, and tragedy of a particular people or particular person. In music, style is the artist's personal variation of an already established melody. Thus, every singer who uses style is a secondary composer. When we sing a particular style of music, we are attempting to place ourselves within the setting that the song was written in and interpret the song for ourselves and our audience. To interpret means to bring to light the intention of the author. This should be every singer's goal. Now, technique is necessary to facilitate style, and a good technical singer will leave a crowd astonished. But a singer that has both good technique and the ability to interpret a song with great style will move the hearts and minds of the audience to feel and think what the author desired to communicate, leaving them with an experience that goes way beyond mere entertainment. Now, style on a personal level is a particular way about a person. Have you ever met someone with a personality that you are drawn to? Well, everybody has their own unique personality. And what we will do in this program is to show you how to express your unique God-given personality in the music you sing. Style is personality externalized and imported into a song. I'm going to show you how to do this. I believe that an open-minded attitude with all styles, at least as an exercise, is the best way to find your own personal style because all styles are cousins.